Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 163. Today is Saturday, April 27th. 2019. I am your host, Lita, and joining me.
Yep.
I think I got it right. I do it every single time. Is my co-host Stone. Hey, Stone, how you doing?
Good.
Excellent.
How are you doing?
Excellent. A man of few words. I'm good. But I'm more excited because we get to check in with one of our.
It's been a while since this person's been on, so.
Well, yeah, the first show.
I feel like it's been a while.
I think she's been busy. I really feel like she's been busy since we last spoke to her. So it'll be intriguing to see what she has to say. Yeah, getting busy. Rogue Slayer is here. How are you, Rogue Slayer?
Feels like the first time.
What?
Nice. Oh, my goodness. Nice.
Oh boy.
Well done.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good to catch up. So what have you been up to? Tell us all the things, because I feel like there's going to be many things, because I know you've been busy on Twitter. So what have you been doing?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot this week, but we'll get back to that in a little bit. So since we last spoke, I discovered Hearthstone toys. Which I just, I hadn't seen. I mean, I think I saw the Christmas one, but I didn't know that they were like a thing and like you could just have them and you didn't have to have the Hearthstone in your bag. So I have them all now. I all the ones that have been out. So I've been making sure to get a Hearthstone at every event. So I have like four of them now. Nice. And I have to say the Noble Garden one isn't all that exciting. Have you guys seen it in action?
I haven't done it. I got it, but I never seem to remember to actually click on it. Yeah.
It puts bunny ears on you, and you hold an egg in your hand while you're doing your little tiny motion. It's not as exciting as like the Lunar Festival with the fireworks and the, you know, dancing Santa and stuff. But it's fun, and you know I have to have it. Now.
Nice.
Not long after we last spoke, I had Verdantly. Verdantly was my Nightborne Hunter that started during a contest that was a green contest, allied races. I had to go crazy to get an allied race tune, and I did, and I got her, and she was going awesome, and I had her up on the Isle of Theros, doing those dailies and everything. And I was actually just ready to say, okay, it's time. You've worn these out. It's time to move on. And I updated her and she was red flag. I'm like, what? What is this? She's level 79. And at some point, I didn't lay off those blue suede shoes because they had been on my foot at some point, and I didn't have them on then. But at some point,
was it the upgrade, quest upgrade thing, where if you get a quest item that's green and all of a sudden it changes to blue and you don't even look and boop,
yeah,
you
but
put
it
that
does
on.
That when you get it. You know, I wouldn't have done that after I put it on. Usually, before I put things on, I look. Yeah. You know, but apparently I didn't look. I was just too carried away with the adrenaline of hacking and slashing things, and I had to delete her.
Oh no.
Level 79.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah,
sorry.
So and then I've been okay on not killing off too many, so I had that one that I had to just get rid of because she couldn't control her shopping. And but then Little Bit Green, who was a gnome priest, She was rocking it, and she was over in Outland at level 68, and she was going around and collecting the debts for the guy in Shatrath, and she had gotten a couple of the debts. Stone, you look confused. Not ringing a bell?
No.
This is the one you have to go into Shatrath. And you have to debts. Beat up the guy in the
debts.
Alcove.
Sorry, I thought you said deaths, and I'm like, why are you collecting deaths for?
What are you talking about?
Yes, debts. Yes, debts. Like you owe people. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so goodness.
I know Rogues. I was going to say, we know Rogue Slayer, you like collecting deaths like just about no one's business. But,
you know. Wow.
I wouldn't say nice. I like it. I'm good at it.
Nice. Well, you're good at it. You get. She knows why, because the end of the year we always get a lovely information from Rogueslayer.
Massive spreadsheet, you mean? Like this massive.
It's awesome.
So I had collected two of the payments owed, and I had gone off to get Floon to cough up the gold. And Floon is the one that's over in by Ashendon out there and Bone Waste. And I made a mistake. I just tried to go in and talk to Floon, and I was talking to Floon, and then I had to beat up Floon, and unfortunately I hadn't cleared out the mobs that were around him, and Floon, all his little friends came to help him out, and they beat the tar out of me, and she died. So that was a level 68 green.
Ow. Green. Oh, bugger. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So those have been my two big deaths since we last chatted.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not as bad as I thought you were going to tell me. So I'm kind of like, okay. All right. That's okay.
So I've had some minor deaths along the way, but...
I understand that. I do understand that. All right. So at the moment, we know you like to focus on different things with the challenges. So at the moment, what are you currently focused on, and why is that? Like, so what have you narrowed it down to?
Last time we talked, I had kind of done some purging, and I had pared down, and I was really focusing. I had like a horde and alliance of each kind, and I pretty much had paladins, a couple hunters. The pairing is gone. I've expanded again. I've had another big bang, and I'm going for the softies. All these clobbies and leather. So it's greens. So the challenge I'm focusing on right now is greens. So it's like if I could, I got a green. If you'll recall. Way up there, I missed getting it to level cap by like 2 days or something with the last expansion. Yes. So I'm sticking pretty much. I don't have any irons right now. I have greens. I still have a few bloodthirsties that have just been hanging in there for a couple of years now. But I've added warlocks and priests and monk and a shaman and a couple of mages. So I've really moved away from the paladins and those guys. And I'm doing, I think I'm doing really well with these guys. So I'm just focusing on getting through. I did learn some hard lessons, but I went back and I fixed them. Like I had a gnome mage, and I think I posted this on Twitter, like, okay, note to self. Even the green mages don't take in to get the keg of beer from Dune Algaz, I think it is, on the way to Wetlands.
Yep.
But yes. I had a warlock get it out, because of course they couldn't just stay away forever. But I probably will leave the little mages out of there. But I've been doing really well. But one thing I've been having fun with, this is one of these things that, I've been playing for a really, really long time, and not as long as everybody else, but I'm like, a super casual player. And I never even noticed those lovely little faction bags that you can buy from the quartermaster when you get to Revered. I've been spending all my money going and getting Netherweave bags, and occasionally I get a good deal in a Frostweave bag. And if you take the time and get to Revered, you can get a 16 slot bag for like a gold and some change. One. Mm-hmm. One gold.
Yep.
So this is what I've been sort of how I've been steering my quest choices lately. I'll get to Revered or whatever faction it is I'm starting in. And and then I'll see, okay, what have I gotten? And then I'll go, I do a couple of the really low level, the starting zones, you know, so I can get them while I can still get some credit for them. But even if I'm up past 20 and I want to say, okay, now I want to get Thunderbluff, I'll go back to Mulgore and do their quests, even though I'm really not getting any XP for it. And at some points I'm just like blowing, you know, sneeze at the things and they fall over, but you still get the 250 rep, you know? Hmm. So it's been kind of livening things up a little bit, and I've been roaming around. And I've been kind of doing that. I've got the other types of other classes that I haven't been focusing on. I've been doing all greens. Yep. And I've been sort of questing by reputation. It's been taking me to some zones that I've ignored a lot in the past. So I'm kind of getting out of my usual grind that I do.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. So are you finding new paths? Like at the moment, you're just making your way through new ways of going with hunting down rep more so than anything else. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I've been in Feralus more than I have been in the past. And I actually went into Southern Barrens. There's that dwarven bunker. It's down by Razorthorn, and at one point it burns, you know. And I had a bad experience there, and that was one of my traumatic places where I got burned alive in there because I really didn't know what I was doing, and so I've never entered there again. But
yes,
I needed rep points. I needed like one more quest. I didn't even remember who it was for, but I had burned all the rest of the quests. Oh, it was for Thunderbluff. And I had eaten up every other quest for Thunderbluff rep that I could find using Wowhead. And I'm like, I gotta do it. So I went out, speaking of Wowhead, Wowhead has been my friend lately. And I've been reading up on things that I haven't done for a long time or that I know I died before. And I went up and I read on it and I went in and I did the initial quest and I read up some more. And then I went and I did it and I survived.
Nice.
And I got my reputation and I got my bag.
Yes.
Nice. I've gotten a couple of Pandarans out of their starting zone. I've gotten a goblin out of the starting zone. So
you've been busy.
Greens and softies.
Softies. Okay. All right. So then for this year and what you're working towards, what's your goal for your challenge tunes this year?
Staying alive. That's what.
Nice. Jeez. No, I think there's a show title right there somehow. I'm going to write that one down before I forget, because I'll be like, what was I thinking?
What was that?
Keep him busy.
Okay. Keep him busy. Absolutely.
I don't think that's
or green coffees.
Green softies.
Green softies.
Green
that's
softies.
It. There we go. That's a good one too. All right. Okay. So then tell us, because I know that I want to hear about your week in WoW in a minute, but what's your advice? Again, you always give, you know, you've been playing challenge tunes for quite some time now. Let's just say that. So advice, tips, tricks, what's the thing that you can tell us? Help us, Rogue Slayer. Please help us. What would you advise us?
So I've given a lot of different tips in the past, and I'm going to go a little bit on the mind side. Let's talk the mental game of challenges. Okay. So my first tip is don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. I'm going to do this. Okay. Even though I just told you this tale about how I wanted that last Thunderbluff rep, You know, I was careful about it. I didn't just plow ahead in. I thought about it, made a choice. But just don't go blindly and saying, I'm going to do this because I need to do it. Just,
yep.
You know, if things aren't, if I had read up on it and it started to go south, I would have run out of that building and moved on. And fine, there's other factions I can get points for. And maybe there's a hidden Thunderbluff one somewhere that I hadn't found. So just don't be stubborn. Just move, which makes us right to the next tip, which is to roll with the punches. When something goes wrong, like say you discover that you have some blue shoes on your level 79 tune, let it go. Just let it go and move on.
Yes.
It's another challenge.
Isn't there a song?
Learn from it.
Yes.
Let it go.
Be like Elsa.
Yep. Yeah,
be like Elsa.
Julie and I saw Captain Marvel so that we can see Endgame next weekend. Right. And the previews were awesome, but one of the previews was for Frozen 2. Ah!
I know. I'm super excited. I saw a preview of that the other day.
I had no idea.
Yes. Yes. Very exciting. Very exciting. Yes. I think they are definitely very good advice, right, Rogue Slayer? Because we some of us maybe more so than others can be get a little bit stubborn when you're out there questing or grinding through on your challenge tunes and be like, no, damn it, I can do this. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta be like, just leave it, let it go, move, go somewhere else. That's right. So I think that's good. And I mean, your whole thing as well. Yeah, you die and you learn, right? You die and you learn. So if you do pick yourself back up, roll another tune, away you go. It still doesn't mean they don't hurt, because obviously each death or every time you do something is a little bit like, you know, like that. But yeah, wow. I think that's definitely a good way to go. So thank you for sharing those. So tell us how your week's been, because obviously we know you've been collecting toys. Toys is always good. Mm-hmm. So tell us all about it.
I have had a busy, busy week. I've played a lot of WoW this week.
Okay.
A lot of WoW.
Yes.
So Noble Garden. Whoop! Noble Garden. So I've been collecting eggs, and I have all my spots that I go and get. It seems like the eggs, last year, I think, they started respawning faster. And that seems to have continued this year, which is really awesome. There's a couple of spots I know I can go where I can, like, be within grabbing range of a few eggs as they spawn. Mm-hmm. Early in the week, of course, it was nuts with just everybody, swarming in there. Yeah. So I tended to stock up on them a little bit so I could have a couple of days worth. That way, if I came in and it was just crazy, I could just do my 20 and move on. But I did. And at the very first day, I just sat there and I gathered 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 and I got my 200 or 250 was to get the Noble Garden Hearthstone. So I have that Hearthstone now. So I took all of my greens and my pacifist, and I don't have any irons. All my tin, I brought my tin back from Draenor, and they've all been doing their rounds. But then in between rounds, I had a couple of tunes on. So I had Lil Bit Verdi. She is a green gnome priest. I think she started the week around 46. Okay. So I got eggs, and then I'd go off and I'd, doing the questing, and I was following the whole thing with the factions, although she has all her bags now. So then I was able to just sort of say, okay, where do I want to go? So she was just leveling up, and then she got to 52, which was, she'd done Swamp of Sorrows. It was at 52. It's going to 46 to 52. I ran her through all the remaining warboard quests, the go-to quests, you know, go to this person and, you know, start that zone. I just ran, got the quests, picked up flight points, you know, did some basic things like that. And I had held, so one of your other guests had mentioned holding the Explorers League, or it might have been in a guide, the Explorers League quests from Loch Manan. So I tried that this time. I had been had those six quests sitting in my bags for levels and levels and levels of, and I went and turned them in at 54. And even at 54, she got about three quarters of a level there. So that was pretty awesome. It was a nice little bump at that point. And then, did Noble Garden and all that. And at 60, I took what she got to fly. Woo! So I took her on some flights. I took her flying all around the Eastern Kingdom. Picked up all the remaining flight points that she had. I did fully explored her zones in Eastern Kingdoms. I didn't really go too much into, Hillsbrad or Tearsfall Glades, certainly not Tearsfall Glades, or the Cadowin zones, but I did her. After that, I was a little bored, so I let Kalimdor be. I didn't go around to that again in Kalimdor. But I took her out to Howling Fjord, which usually I go in through Borean Tundra, but I decided to go in through Howling Fjord this time. So I went and I sort of explored the eastern side of Northren. So, Crystal, the where Dalaran is, and then Zul Drak, whatever it is, where Lightshope is, by the Light's Breach is, and then Grizzly Hills, and then back down. And I even went into the cataclysms, the Utgard cataclysms, the one that are right outside the you can tell I don't do the zone a lot. But it's so you have to go in, you kill the Vyrkul ground, do some stuff down there. I did a few of those things. When I got to this one, it's like the Ring of Trials, or I'm like, or the Ring of Challenges. I'm like, well, that sounds out. So she did a bunch of that stuff and she's still going. So she is up to 62. So she went from 46 to 62 this week. And then Verdantly, who is my Pandaren cutie, she is a Pandaren hunter. She started the week at 35, and she pretty much, everything I just said about Lil Bit Verdi, she did, but on the Horde side. And so she did her reputation for her bags and then different zones and then did some exploration and the Noble Garden. And she is at 58 now. So it took her this week from 35 to 58.
Well done.
That's been my week.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. I think I'm done. Like, I'm done. I'm exhausted just listening to it. That's fantastic. Wow. Okay. Do you find Rogue Slayer that much difference between going from Horde Alliance tunes with your questing? Like, or you don't have any issues at all with the past you're going?
I found that I was having a little bit of issue a couple of times today with my Pandaren. Because, they can play both sides. So I was exploring around Badlands, and I started to run her fearlessly up to the dig that's overlooking the fortress with the drunk miners. And they were all red, so she turned around. I got far enough up the hill to actually get it on my map. It took my exploration point. We went back over to the little blood elf tent there in the middle. Other than that, I've played so many tunes on both sides that I haven't really run into like, oh gosh, I don't know this one at all. If I'm sure when I get up to the higher levels, assuming there'll be areas where I'm less familiar, but right now I'm pretty familiar with them, and WoWhead is my friend. I've been creating alliance tunes than Horde tunes lately. Now don't freak out, no one hit me, no one throw tomatoes at me. I do have lots of both. I have lots. I have 12 tunes right now. Three Bloodthirsties, my one all-in combo, that's my own little thing, a pacifist, and then the rest are greens. And they're definitely, they're not half and half, but they're like almost half.
Yeah.
Alliance.
Mm-hmm. But, okay.
You know, I like my gnomes.
Keeps you busy. Hmm. Yeah. Nice. All right. All right. Stone.
Hi. I'm what just looking doing? At our, well, while Rogue Slayer was talking, I was looking at our Discord call, and sometimes she gets latencies. Robot-y, but it's, yeah, it's not her. It's the call. So it's the Discord's Discord
being
call.
A poopy yeah. head. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking, if you click on the little eye, it will show where it spikes, and if it and there's a couple times where it goes below the red line, but well, I blame LB, so you know, yeah, LB's killing my rares, which we'll talk about. Actually, let's talk about that now. So I played my Bloodthirsty, and I'm still at level 59 because none of my rares are up, because LB is killing all my rares. So thanks, man. No, he's not really doing it, but. I went to Blasted Lands, there weren't any rares. I went to Swamp of Sorrows, there weren't any rares. And I think I actually went to... I jumped over to Silithus, and we barely got out of there alive, because that place is just a death trap. And there was one rare, and it's because this rare is not... So it's basically off the beaten path. So, yeah, that's, Bloodthirsty is still about, I'd say about 3/4 of the way to 60, and I'm really afraid to get to 60 because I know it's going to be a real big grind because rares are not as much of an option. So we'll see. Pacifist, I went from 39 to 41, based on cooking, fishing dailies and Noble Garden and herbing, because I had a lot of rest XP, so that went well. We got a new piece of equipment, because this is what I'm doing. As we level every 10 levels up, we're equipping something new, because when we start a pacifist, I always start them naked. So as we level up, we add more gear instead of taking off. And oddly enough, I don't have any gold. Like, I have like 12 gold left because I keep buying the quest items for the fair, and I have 5 or 6 of them ready for the next one. It's just I have 12 gold, so now I need 42 gold in order to get my level 40 riding. So I'm waiting to see if my auctions sell.
So okay,
there's not really much I can really do there. I just gotta bide my time. But that's pretty much it for challengers, because I've been playing a little bit on my main, doing some raiding, and then working on my horde main to get Zandalari rep, which I'm almost there. I'm so close. I can smell it. It smells like voodoo. So, yeah.
Smells like voodoo.
Smells like voodoo.
Stay away from the voodoo.
Yeah. Poor Vulgin. Anyways, so this is the part where we all kick our feet back, go grab a drink, because we're going to be here
a while. Going to say, let me just pour myself a cuppa. Right. There we go. Because I've been busy. I have been super busy on my challenge turns. And I condensed it, so, you know, Stone's just like gone.
Really?
Well, yeah. Okay. I've just put it in dot points. Like, mine's like nearly a whole page. So, anyway. All right, let's go with it. It does, but at the same stage, it's also because we changed the font, because, you know, I'm getting old and I need now to have bigger font. So,
it
takes up more room.
It's not just you.
Yeah.
I know,
but
too.
I always blame me because it's.
I'm
like,
telling you,
it's just
multifocal easier. Contact. It's the best thing in the world.
What? I can't. I tried them. It throws me into vertigo. I can't do them.
I have these multifocal contacts. I can see near. I don't have to have reading glasses.
Yeah.
I can see. I can see far away. I can see close up. But I've been wearing contacts since 10th grade.
Optometrist gave me some to try, and I couldn't get through an hour with it. Just started. Yeah, vertigo.
All right. We'll go for a big font instead.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, let's have a look. So this week we done some Iron Man. So my Night Elf Hunter is still alive. Yay. She finished off Duskwood. Well, as much as I could do on Duskwood, being that, you know, there's some places.
Do you go into the Rotting Orchard?
Don't go. Yes, I do. However, I make sure I pick up the quest altogether, because last time I died because I went over. I had like one quest. I went over, came back, handed something else in, and it gave me another quest. And I went, oh, damn it. Now I got to go back. So I went back, and that's where I got like swooped by the stealth dudes, and that's where mm-hmm. I died. Whereas this time I was patient and waited till I got all the quests for there. And then I, yeah, went in and just like took out my revenge for the last time. So it was good. But as soon as I finished that quest, normally I will finish and, you know, ride out. I was mm-hmm. like, hearth,
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not. Yeah, so. So anyway, I hit 43. I have decided to go down to Stranglethorn, which it's not often I do. I love Stranglethorn. I really do. I love that place so much, but it's been so unfriendly to me over the years with irons mm-hmm. in particular. And I was like, no, damn it. I'm doing it. So we've just hit 43 down there. We've got all the nice grindy quests and yeah, we're still alive.
Nice.
So yay. Yeah. For my pacifist, so I'm running two pacifists, one horde, one alliance. So my Tauren Druid hit 15. So we went from 10 to 15 this nice. Week. Noble Garden, yay. Like again, yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Noble Garden helped, but I just ran fishing and cooking dailies. And back and forth from Razor Hill down to Senjin Village and back, picking up herbs and mining, kind of, that's been it. So a lot of it hasn't necessarily been rested, but I'm just, you know, just plodding along with her, so that's good. My Night Elf Rogue I took from 62 to 65.
Nice.
I have a 65... pacifist who
what's the matter
I don't even know who I am I don't even know who I
wow.
am
wow
yeah
and how long is it taking to get to here
I don't even
500 years
I don't know, but I have been. So what I did on her was I did Noble Garden. I've been doing fishing and cooking dailies in Old Dalaran as well as Stormwind or wherever it lets me go to. So that's been a big thing. The other thing I found is picking herbs and mining. I'd been going round and round kind of Borean Tundra and I was a bit like, eh, Borean Tundra's so boring because I've got the Bloodthirsties over there and I'm just like, I don't want to go to Dragonblight. I want to go to Shalazar.
Yeah.
Oh. So, and I thought, eh, it's probably not the best. So I did a tentative fly around, not fly too high, not fly too low.
Just right.
That's right. And I found it wasn't too bad. I took her over there at the end of 63. So they were showing me as still kind of yellow. So I was like, that's okay. And I'd just been going up and down the waterways.
Yep.
And mostly just picking up the herbs from there. And I got, and then I want to do some laps around the outside because the mine, like the mining roads are good. So I just haven't had a lot of time to be over there. Mind you, the days that I'm over there, Lockie was up and King Crush. So Lock the cat, and I'm like mm-hmm. in guild chat going, does anyone want? Because the cat's up. And I love that cat. That's like one of my all-time favorite cats. And like if anyone wanted to tame it. And it's just looking at me and I'm like going, pretty pussycat, hello, hello. I'm like, I'm so glad I can't kill you, but it was up for ages, and then I went further and King Crush was up, and I was like, I hate you. I hate you, because I did try taking him on on my warrior. Remember, I think I was about level 65 or something, and its hit points are horrid. Like, I can't remember, but they were like four times what I was on my rogue. Might have even been more, but he is nasty, King Crush. So I thought that was quite funny. So anyway, really happy. We're 65. We're getting there. You know, we're just going to keep doing the same old, same old. I would really like Marcia Chase to stop wanting to send me to Winter's Grasp. She's like, here, go get these. Go get these terra fish. Yeah, you'll be fine. Just going into Winter's Grasp. You'll be okay.
I lost a pacifist fishing over there.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hells no. You can stick your terra fish. But anyway. And then the other one she wanted me to do was like, yeah, sometimes I get a little bit violent with her.
Stick your terra fish and shove it.
Yeah. The other one was the blood in the water. And I'm like, do you not see I'm a pacifist? You want me to go kill something and jump in the water? And I'm like, Marcia, come on, come on. Look, can you give me the disarmed? Can you give me the jewel in the sewer? Like, please, there's like six different and you keep giving me the same freaking quest. Stop it. So, yeah, we've had words, me and Marcia. But anyway, she's back on track. She's come around to my way of thinking. So we're okay. And then the bloodthirsties this week. So I've got a few bloodthirsties. Yeah. So this is what we've done. The gnome warlock, we went from 10 to 16. She's at 529 kills. My dwarf pally, we went from 23 to 24. Successfully did not kill her again this week, which surprises me. Nice. Probably Chris probably isn't in the chat room, but I've given her more heart attacks on my dwarf pally than anything else. I apologize, Chris. I'm just saying. So she's at 888 kills. My Lightforged Draenei Hunter hit 34 this week at 710 kills. My Night Elf Priest also hit 37, and she's at 1,451 kills. My baby girl, I love this one, my Void Elf Warlock. She went from 60 to 62, and she is at 2,322 kills. And my Night Elf Hunter went from 63 to 64. She's at 3,995 kills. I did do a little bit of grinding on the warrior last night for about maybe nearly an hour.
Please.
Hey?
Phrasing.
Grinding mobs.
Good God. Phrasing.
So I did play her. I got about five bars, so we're slowly getting there, but I didn't get a level on there. But again, I don't obviously have enough bloodthirsties that I made another one. So, and I have to say a big thank you to this person right there. Thank you, Stone. Thank you, because you did help me do the final freaking thing that I needed to do to get the Dark Iron Dwarves.
Is that why you did another? I'm sorry. Because if I knew that would have happened, then I wouldn't have helped you. Focus, yeah, right. Lita. Focus. Focus.
Nah. How many brothers do you have?
This isn't all of them. I've got more. This is just the rotation for this week.
Oh, Bob's being a doofus.
That's what
How
it
many
is.
Do you have? Do you even know?
I don't know. No, let's not look at it, because you know you can always have more, right? The life of an alcoholic. So yeah, I made a Dark Iron Dwarf Warlock, because what else was I going to go? And she is so cute. Oh my God, really? They're so cute. So I did two rounds last night, got a two levels. We did Loch Modan, went into Winterlands. I even went into Wetlands, and from there I went up to Arathi to see what it was going to be like in Arathi. And I killed two rares in Arathi. It wasn't too bad, but I ended up finishing off 22 by going back to Loch Modan because the rares were up. Yay. So she's at 138 kills.
Nice.
And that's been my week.
Woof. That's been like 3 weeks in one.
Just a couple. So yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy.
What's been good?
So Darkhinds. They're so cute. Oh my god. Yeah.
Master race.
They're very cute.
I still only have the Nightborn, just that one.
Okay.
After all the slogging I had to go through to unlock that one, I have many non-challenge tunes and do all the remaining work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know, headache worthy, but anyway. Kul'Tiran is coming. Rip is so close. Just like, so close. Today. Fingers crossed.
Today? Really?
Today, I hope. Yeah, I'm like less than 2,000 off Proudmoore Exalted. Nice. So, yeah. And then there's going to be another freaking dungeon I'm going to have to run. I just know it. I don't even want to think about it. But anyway, we'll get to Exalted first.
I felt your pain when I saw those posts this week. I was the same way with getting my Nightborn. I'm like, what? I have to what?
If it's on normal, yeah, it'll help you. It'll be fine. We'll just kill stuff.
It irks me because Horde you didn't have to, Alliance you do.
That's not because right.
Horde favoritism. That's, right. That's why.
Of course, because Horde rock. Anyway.
Freaking.
It's the Horde Rock Cafe.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one too, Rogue. Oh my god, you're coming
that's
out with
terrible
today. Horde Rock Cafe. Yeah, baby. All right. Anyway.
That's terrible.
Next news.
Terrible. No, not.
Breaking now. News from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Terrible. It takes forever. I know. I could just say.
We should have just gotten to do it live.
It would have been faster. Would have been better. Anyways,
don't mess with perfection.
For folks that may have noticed, there was an API update issue. Blizzard, yes. It wasn't just us, they were having problems with a lot of websites. So, basically, it was throwing errors out, especially for any character that was played after WoW came back up on Tuesday. But it should be resolved now. And if you're still seeing problems with updating, let me know. But from what I can see on our little mini API report, everything's okay. There's going to be a con before the dorm announcement really soon. And like, I kind of know what it is. It's really good. It's really, really good. It's very exciting.
Stop it.
It's really good.
Karma's going to come back and bite you in the butt. Just saying.
Karma. It's really good.
Yeah, because you know what it is.
It's really good. It's really, really good. I'm very, very excited.
For the announcement.
I think, oh, God damn it. Bob, what are you doing? Bob is hyper. So he's running around and jumping on stuff and doing parkour. And
that's funny because Starbuck is down here having little exercises too.
He's looking up the wall, and I know he's going to jump for something. I don't know what he sees, but he's like,
he sees something.
How high can I jump? There's Volunteer Guard Day. It's coming out Sunday, April the 28th. There's nothing special for challenge tunes. If there's any quests, you just can't do it on a Bloodthirsty or Bloodthirsty team.
No, I don't know that I've ever actually done anything.
I think I've done it once when it first came out, and then that was it. As like, it's fine.
It's kills, isn't it? And certain amount of kills, you turn into the garden, then you get traders in Ogrimmar and Stormwind that you kill that turn red.
Okay.
That one. And it buffs up. So many kills will give you a title, which is only for that day.
Yep.
Ah.
So, yeah. So pacifists don't like just.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no quests?
Avoid. Mm.
So is
there don't a quest think or? It's a quest. It's just okay. You talk to, I think it's you Wild talk guards. To a guard to change into from memory. It's been a while, but it's been a year. But yeah, you turn into and then you have random things that pop up that aggro you. So you've got to kill them. Sure. The more you kill, your buff will get higher or something. So yeah.
Okay.
You make it sound so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it is a micro day, right? So it's not like a big deal.
It's only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a permanent title, hell yeah, I'd be all over that.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Noble Garden finishes April 29th soon. And for people like me that have not, I mean, I've done a few things on my pacifist, but I did not get the Hearthstone. And then there's another 50 chocolates you got to get for the new cosmetic ears. There's five of them. What? I thought there's three. Five.
No, there's three this year.
Oh, there's
so
three
if you
new
didn't
ones
do it last
year,
year there will be five.
Well,
but yeah,
I need 500, so that goes with everything else that I'm probably not going to get this year. So, oh well, there'll be next year. And if not, oh well, I missed it. It's okay. I'm not going to cry about it.
Let it go.
Okay, Elsa.
Just completely lost my train of thought. I don't know why. I literally let everything go. Okay. Children's Week runs April. Yep. Runs Thursday, May the 2nd to May the 9th. I think I'm just about done. I don't know what the deal is. I can't concentrate. May 2nd to May 9th. From what I looked up on our write-up from last year, quests and achievements basically are allowed. Just can't do it on Bloodthirsty because Bloodthirsty gets the hose once again. And
yes.
That's pretty much it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look at the state of the challenges for this week. So, Rogue Slayer, who have we got for the irons, please?
For the irons, we have Peromist at 66, Asyi at 67, Iron Dan at 77, Feraliric 78, Psyster at level 80, Tejbegriz at 96, Shinari at 106, and then our top three for the week are Thulfur at 111, also Kraknar at 111, and Shinari at 115.
Well done. All right, irons, go. So bloods for this week. So at number 10, we have got Soul Fist at 48. Number 9 is Bloodzort. Yay, at 54.
Booyah.
8 is, Taco, 62, RIP. Not sure what happened, Taco. Sorry.
Taco got the boot.
Yeah.
In the face
Taco
and then she
did
died.
Get the boot.
Sorry.
Okay, so 7 this week is me, Bloodlita, hit 62. Yay! Number 6 is Blood Trap at 66. 5 this week is Soul Snuffer at 67. 5 is number 4 is 5 Told You So at 70.
5 Told You So.
but you need to do it with like a head shake. 5 Told You So.
5
Told You So.
Yeah. Three for this week is Soul Stoned at 77. Two this week is Blood Thief at 78. And number one for this week's is Soulful Paul at 96. So well done there. All right. Pacifist.
Go Pacifist. We have number 10, Pose Picker at 40. And then Passing Stone at 41. Kalionia at 47. Number 7 is Awesome Blomster at 50. Then we have Feripa at 52. Pasilita at 65. And then we have Pacifist at 67. Number 3 is Zaya Passy at 70. Second is Passive Vedan at 77. And drumroll, please. Number 1, Pacifist, 5 Pride, 120.
Woo! Wow.
Congrats.
Well, congrats, 5.
Well done, 5. Yes.
This is his second up to 120.
Yeah.
It's our well 6th.
Awesome achievement. Yes.
Very nice.
Very exciting. So well done, 5. Okay, let's look at the 10. So we have got number 10 this week. Grodan at 13. 9 is Mogli, hit 14. 8 is Lucy Lynn H at 14. 7 is Gustav at 23. 6 is Vance Fridges. Okay, at 24.
You don't know where, okay, that's funny. Anyways, go on.
No.
Sorry.
Don't get up. Number 5, QQ, hit 33. 4 this week is Iron Grimmy, hit 46. 3 this week is Lucy Lynn Powell. Okay, hit 59. Second in this week's tins is Ferratelli at 101. And number 1 this week for tins is Iron Kappa at 104.
That's me.
Nice.
It is you. Well done. Well done. All right.
Can hold wait, yes. One sec. Do you know is Iron Grimmy, is that Grim? Like Grim? You're not sure?
Okay. Don't curious. Think so, but I'm not 100% certain.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think so. All right, greens. Let's have a look. Go for it.
Greens at number 10, Green Guscan at 61. Little Bit Verde. Yay, me. 62. Iron Green is also 62. Got a lot in the 60s. At 7 is Half a More, 63. And then Evergreen, also 63. Number 5, we have Silarlia at 68, but a red flag similar to what I had. One where a slot was equipped with an Ogre Slayer's cover. Quality too high, just like my blue suede shoes. And number 4 is 9 at 75. Top 3, Ferroverde at 80, Shalira at 81, and number 1, Zaya Gillith at 91.
Congrats.
Well done.
I've been seeing a few people getting flagged like that, where they're equipping stuff, because that whole epic upgrade kind of deal, oh man.
It's so annoying. I'll like choose a reward because, oh, I need one of those. And then it's like, oh, yeah. It's epic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
For teams, we got iron teams. We got the wolf pack is dead at level 10. Calvary Chapel is dead at 14. And T Puppet rides again is at level 43. For blood teams, nice. We got Injure Face, is level 27, grade D, but edible. That's Taco Bell. They're at level 30, and Soul Patrol is Nisi, dual boxing is at level 35, which is awesome.
Nice.
No green teams yet. I think, Winema is working on that right now.
With her. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well done. Nice. Congrats. Well, it's been an interesting week then for the challenge.
Yeah.
Challenges, and obviously well done again to five hitting 120 on the passy. So awesome. Yeah. Awesome job.
No one will make a green team with you. Oh. Taco.
No.
All right, here we go.
It's my blood.
Nope. I clicked that about 20 seconds ago. Jesus.
Just in, it's Chit Chat!
Yay! All right, so this is the part where we talk about your, with questions, tips, tricks, jokes, puns, all those kinds of things. So the first one, oh my, is he sending in stories now? As he? I have no idea. But anyway, I haven't read it. So Rogue Slayer, go for it. I'll listen. I'm not watching. All right, I'm not reading.
A frog asked the bank's loan manager, Patricia Black, I would like a loan for $20 to buy a new lily. Do you have any collateral? Asks Ms. Black. The frog produces a small statue of a pink elephant with the inscription Souvenir of Thailand engraved on the base. Unsure whether or not the object is worth the amount of the loan, she summons the bank manager. The manager inspects the trinket, nods his head, and says, it's a knick-knack, Patty Black. Give the frog a loan.
No.
That's it.
No.
It needs more. This old as frog now has a home.
There, that. Boom. Boom.
That's it. That is it. I like
that. That was it. Yep.
That was an interesting one, Azzy. I liked the end punchline. I really did. And I liked that Rogue Slayer improvised and put a little bit extra there. So nice. All right. Thank you, Azzy, once again. Thank you. All right. So from Comsworth, we have got, hey guys, I have a friend who wants to try out the Iron Man challenge in a team. I'm just sifting through the team rules and didn't see anything about trading. I assume we can't trade gold and items from other characters, but can we trade gold and items within our team?
So if you so it's in the rules, and I believe there's a thing in the FAQ that yes, you can trade stuff between your team only. As long as you've gained it on that character. And yes, you can trade it to people on the same team. So yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have from Rude. Is it possible to clean the items in the buyback when you sell items to a vendor?
One sec, Rogue Slayer. Our connection is going like red.
Mm-hmm.
I see it right now. It's red. It's
gone red too.
Yeah.
It just went up to orange.
Okay, there we go. It's back to orange, but.
There we go.
Red.
All right, go for it.
From Rude, is it possible to clean the items in the buyback tab when you sell items to a vendor?
I don't know what he means by clean, but you can buy back
I
stuff.
Think that.
Clear it.
Yeah, I've seen other people ask things like this before, not here, but it's sort of like a. It's just a thing. I have all this crap in that buyback tab and I want to clear it out. And to my knowledge, no, you can't. It's another one of those.
No,
just let it go.
No. Yeah. You.
No, you can't. Excellent.
It clears off by itself when you log out.
No, it doesn't.
It does for me. I log back in and I can't buy my crap back.
No, they changed it.
When?
Because I've had where I've logged back in onto normal tunes and to challenge tunes.
When?
And like recently, like yesterday.
Okay.
And had it. It used to be that you'd log out, it was gone. But they've made it that if you're on that tune, that you can log back into that character. And if you go to the vendor, you'll see what you've vended. Now, I don't often vendor anything on leader because normally I'm disenchanting, you know, or doing the scrapping, whichever. So it's not often that I go to do it. But every now and again, there will be something that I need on a tune and be like, ah, oh, damn it. And I go back and it's still there. If I go back to the vendor, it's still there. So, yeah.
So I guess my question on this is why? Why? I'm not sure what you gain by having the buyback tab be cleared out. It's not in your way. Mm. It's not taking up spaces in your bag. When you sell more things, it'll bump out the old stuff the new stuff in. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what you gain. So maybe you can follow up and let us know how your life would be improved if you were able to do that. Not that we can fix it for you, but I'm just curious.
For me,
yeah.
I think OCD. Because I see a list of stuff. Like, I don't care about that stuff.
Go back to my tips. My tips for playing today. Let it go. Can't do anything about it, so why waste your energy?
Yeah. And I mean, really, when it comes down to it, normally when you open the tab vendor, you're there to sell stuff. So if you want to buy back, you've got to switch over to the buyback. And like, I don't pay attention to that one. But like Zaya said, that maybe, you know, maybe it's a few days. Maybe it clears out after a couple of days. But I know that there's been times I've logged back in the next login session, which might be a day, might be within the day, I don't know, whatever it is, and just gone, oh, hang on, I do need
after
to get
the show
back,
so. I'm gonna log in because I know I've sold stuff and I'm gonna go check because I know it used to clear it. I didn't notice when that changed, so is that like an 8-1 thing or 8-0 or I don't even know when that would have changed.
We'll do some testing. We'll definitely test it out and just see what's going on, because maybe they've changed it again. That could be the other thing. Who knows? So anyway, always a good question to check on that. All right, so from Ali, here we go. I have a stupid question. No questions are stupid, sweetie. Never. I am sure I know the answer, but I am second guessing myself. Don't say it, Stone. Am I allowed to do a Blingtron that some random person put down? I'm on an iron.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Blingtrons are your friend.
Unless you're both. She's on an iron, so yes.
Yeah. On an iron, perfectly fine. Absolutely. Yes. All right. Good question, though, Ali. Thank you.
From Sanchingon. Hello. Mm-hmm. Anyone know if Tin Man is allowed for groups? If not, any plans to add this option?
No Tin Man for groups and no immediate plans to add them. I figure if you're going to go tin, just go green or go iron. Honestly, iron compared to tins on teams. But I'm not going to say no, because it shouldn't be a big deal to add. But you know how like we added green? Well, it shouldn't have been a big deal to add, but it was. So.
Well, what I would say, Sanchingon, is if you have a really dying need and desire to have tin teams added, make your pitch, formulate your argument, sell Stone on the effort to do this.
It's a good
bribe him.
True name. Sell Stone. Damn it, I could have that as my bank tune. Anyway.
Next.
From Corpse Grind, they ask, is it okay to use TomTom for treasures in Iron Man? You can use add-ons. It's okay. TomTom's okay. That one's okay. Not all add-ons, because there are some you can't, but TomTom is fine. That's okay.
All right.
Handy Notes is fine.
I love Handy Notes. Alrighty, from Dave the Hunter. Motivational message for Zorts. Never let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do. Just look at Beethoven. Everyone told him he would never be a musician just because he was deaf. But did he listen?
Thanks, Dave DeHunter.
That was good.
That was good.
That was funny.
That was good. I'm waiting for Zorn. There we go. Yep. Zorts is, well, he hasn't gone boo, so that's unusual.
I know.
Okay. Gee, thanks, Dave. Yeah. All right. So from Ricardo, here we go. Hi, I'm Ricardo from Germany. I have a little question about the Iron Man Challenge. To conform to rules, I can use battle account toys. This extends to the Azeroth campaign. And the second question is, can I use add-ons in this challenge or is this forbidden? Thanks a lot, Ricardo. So obviously the flight path toys is what he's referring to, which is fine. Toys are fine.
Toys are fine.
Yes, you can use add-ons.
Yes.
There are some that you can't, but your majority. What's the one that you said you were using, Stone, for your green?
Azeroth Autopilot.
Pilot. That's right.
What is that?
But yeah.
It,
it's a questing one.
Basically gives you a guide on where to go for your fastest questing possible to level up. And I'd say for greens, it's fine. For anything else, nope. I would not do some of the quests on a iron, that's for sure. There's no way.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Hmm. But good question. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, from Off the Bus. I just started a tune and some random player buffed me as they ran past. The nerve. I canceled it as soon as I noticed, but is this going to red flag me?
No.
I really hope not.
Unless you get rid of it at ASAP, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just unclick, right click.
And it's, and you know what? It's nice that some random person's just like, oh, here, have a buff. Because, you know, back in the day, that was a really big thing. You'd go around and be like, hey, I can buff you. Here, have a buff. You have a buff. You have a buff. That's fine. But not so much nowadays. So very sweet of the person. But yeah, just notice, just right click it off. You're all good.
It's much better when someone randomly buffs you than when they randomly come up and start inspecting your gear and lecturing you on how, you know, you can buy better stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has no clean tag in it, on it anymore, right?
Nope.
That's right.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Get your head out of my ass and leave my gear alone.
And you know what? Hence when I now have got Iron Blood Pasty in my names, often I'll get someone just going, are you an Iron Tune? And I'll be like, yeah. As opposed to the whole, why, you know, you can get better gear, don't you? So at least there is knowledge out there about the challenges. So, you know, so that's cool. But yeah.
I have to, that just reminded me, I have to interject with something else from my week at this point before I forget, because it was really, really important. I was actually had Warcraft beard thrown at me this week. I had a new tune and I was, it was my Pandaren, which, you know, of course you can't join a guild right away because you had to pick Horde Alliance. And I had gotten her to Orgrimmar and I was running on Orgrimmar. Somebody that I ran past was sitting there lurking for new players to get in their guild. And they whispered, hey, would you like to have, you know, a friendly guild to hang out? And I didn't even notice it at first. So I was like, oh, that reminds me. So I went and I put myself in control out loud. And then I went on my way. I came back through and the same person whispered again, oh, I see you found a guild. Ha ha. Nice. And I said, oh yeah, you reminded me to join the guild that I usually join. And they went, LOL. Nothing says Warcraft beard like playing yourself with your own guild. Fine.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's probably because, you know, there is so many comments. Anyway, I'm not.
I go back to my previous comment.
Yeah.
Fuck you, get your head out of my ass. Let me play the game.
Yeah.
How about just glad you found the guild. Thanks, move on.
Exactly. Oh dear. All right. Okay. So another question from Off the Bus is, can you buy WoW token gold?
Okay. This okay. Well, it's a two part answer though, because this is covered in the FAQ. Yeah. You can buy a WoW token with gold to get money for your account or your subscription. However, you can't use real money to go buy gold for your character. No.
Mm.
So it's two part.
Yes.
So yes, no.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have an addition from Stone. Why did the cell phone go to the penalty box? It got 2 minutes for charging. Wah, wah. Dad joke for the win.
I will be honest with you. We got a Google Home Mini this past week, and that was one of the first things it actually told us was this joke. And I was like, what the heck? I walked out of the room and Carrie was laughing her ass off. And I was like, no, that was terrible.
Today, Alexa told Julie one, what does Ariana Grande want to be when she grows up? Ariana Venti.
Oh, God. I knew it was a Starbucks thing. I'm like, which one is the biggest one?
Nice. Oh, my God. Wow. I've got to keep on. I have to remember to keep asking mine jokes. I keep forgetting about that. So I'll have to do that.
Sorry.
Anyway, anything from the chat room? Zort says he tries to keep it a secret that he's on a challenge soon because people do dangerous stuff. That is true, you know. And I think it's one of those that some people can be jerks, as we know. Some people pull mobs and, you know, do all that kind of thing. But you know, you just gotta. I think being pleasant. You don't have to be a smart ass. Like, you know, just like cool. Just say cool. Cool, cool. Cool, cool. Have fun.
Cool and good luck. That's even better.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Get your head out of enjoy. My ass.
Yeah, can we have that for a show title? Because I'm putting it down for another one.
No, but I would love to.
Get your...
I might actually put that in the comment section on the MP3 that nobody reads.
Yes.
I'm going to put F you, get your head out of my ass, and no one will ever know, but it's still there. So.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. All right. I'm going to highlight that to remind you to make sure you do that.
Okay.
All right. Anything else from the chat room?
Zort says that he's going to make me a bumper to say, like, read the FAQ because he's yelling
it
all the time. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do it. I mean,
we can say it all the time. But sometimes people are in a rush or they don't even know that there's an FAQ because the website sucks.
That's
or
true.
Mm. You know, for whichever reason, they don't know that there's an FAQ. So that's us.
FAQ you to everyone.
Wow. That's rude.
FAQ or you could say, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, let's not do that in the chat, though. I mean, we can do it in our chat here. I don't care. That's fine. But not in the Discord chat because, no. No. I mean... We do allow swearing, so I guess it's not really bad. Anyways,
I'm
so
just like, how can I make a macro?
We need to set the example. We need to set the example.
Like that.
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as what you could potentially say.
Can we make an... We need an emote for that. Can we do an emote for that?
Read the FFAQ. That's
no, fuck you. Just be like, fuck you. Emote. That would be good. Now I've got to think about it. Okay.
Wow, she's right up into the microphone now. She's
right up. Note taker today.
Going, okay, I got to write down the notes now.
No, okay. Shut up.
All right. well, every time you adjust, I'm going to do this. Because I've seen you adjust a couple times now, so I'm just going to start. Okay, so see, this is why I like having fun. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Okay. Right. Okay. I don't think we have anybody new this week. No, we do have somebody new this week. We got Execute new this week, right? Or was that last week?
Mm.
No, we actually got Execute new last week, but we didn't have a show last week because of Easter. Okay.
Easter and birthday and
thank you to Execute for becoming our newest Iron Elite. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Execute. Thank you
for your help and your money for keeping the server up. Thank you very much.
For helping.
I mean, that's they help pay for the server bill. So it's not quite the full bill yet. It's getting there. So we are well over half, but we're not fully. That's okay. I said when we're half, I get rid of the ad, and I did because I hate the stupid freaking ads. So, okay. So thank you to everyone else that helps to pay for our server bills because it does help a lot. A lot. So thank you to Ali, Azzy, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99 because I have to do that every time. Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frosty Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer. I'm not going to say it this time, but I'm still going to waggle my finger and the head because Cash knows. Chris, an anonymous koala. Layla, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, P.S. Ducky, Rude Deburin, Soylent Greener, because it is better than just being Soylent Green. I have to do that every time because otherwise the world will explode. Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Ominia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much. It definitely helps. And thank you to our mods, and especially thank you to all of our mods, except one, I'm not going to say who, but except for one person who unfortunately forgot that we had a mod meeting, but thank you to everybody for getting in to one meeting. So we didn't have to do two. So I guess like the extra special thank you is to Awesome Trousers. Cause for him, it was like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or something. So thank you to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you very, very much. Looking forward to the next year to giving you guys more work to do. So
yes,
yay. I mean, they do a lot already, so I'm kind of afraid they're gonna be like, screw you, man. And get a finger and walk out. Like, F you, Stone, get your head out of my ass. And I'll be like,
fuck you, Stone.
Fuck you, Stone.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Jesus. Fuck you, Stone.
Wow. So thank you to everyone watching with Twitch. You can watch a live show as well, which we try to do every week, except for last week because Easter. So thank you to all these wonderful people, me, because I'm in the chat. Boz, Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Bot, Nisaya, Zorts, Ali, Bot, Corpse Grind Official. Oh, Corpse Grind. You're in our Discord now. Crash Landing 99. Yes. I have to do it every time because I love his name. Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Cashbringer. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to do the head waggle. Oh, man. Poisey, dang it. Kevin, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, and then Bot. So thank you all very, very much for watching, and I'm thanks, so sorry guys. For having to sit through my crap. So sorry. Our next show is Saturday, May the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Toronto, North America, Eastern time. So figure out time zones. There's lots of websites that help you with that. Winneba will be joining us next week, and Rogue Slayer, thank you very much for joining us once again. It's been too long. So
yes.
Thank you. Rogueslayer, thank you.
Rogueslayer,
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It is May the 4th. Oh, no. It's going to be May the 4th show. May the 4th be with you. Terrible.
Quite fitting, really. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Anyway, Rogueslayer, can you please tell us where we can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Sure. You can find me at Rogueslayer1 on Instagram and Twitter. I'll get back to you when I have some actual content on my website.
It's been going a bit slowly.
Oh.
Like, that's some. Okay. I'm like running some. Silent right now. Oh.
Sometimes you can do that. That's right. All right. Well, thank you for that. And we will have all the information up on the wowchallenges.com website when the episode is posted. So you can find it there. Also, you can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels on our website. If you want to listen to us, you can download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you would like to contact the show, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. What are you laughing for?
Because anytime really well? I think about the emails, I always think about the stupid convention emails that we get. Hey, there's going to be a convention up in Minnesota. Do you guys want to come? No. No. Why would you think? Fuck you. No.
Fuck you.
Send us normal emails. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. We get a few. We get a few spammy ones.
A few. Yeah.
A few.
Mm. Lord, Thunder, and Jesus, bye. So you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like one stone, grasp. No plural. As well as the Adventures of Nazareth podcast. Which we did
exactly.
A little bit ago. Lita.
Yes.
Where can we find
you? We did. And you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as my other show, which is Behind the Avatar. And we have got an adventures sorted for next month.
Sure. Yep. Yes.
I think.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
We did. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, as always, we want to say a huge thank you to both Mark Conan and Epic Insanity because they do our intros and our outros, and we appreciate what they do for us. So follow Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and check out Epic is on Twitter is at Epic_Insanity, and you can check him out on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. Those are his podcasts. Other than that, chat room, thank you very much for hanging out with us. We appreciate that. Rogueslayer, thank you for coming on and telling us all the wonderful things that you've been doing. Good luck thank with you. All your greens. Good luck.
You.
Greens.
I'll try to keep things softies. Alive and get some levels before I return next.
Please keep things alive so we don't get a 500 meg spreadsheet at the end of the week. Okay.
Wait, let me see what we've got. God. 2019 done. I have killed off 18 so far this year.
Okay.
It's almost May, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, I only killed
off,
of those 18, I killed off 2 in March and 3 in April. So it's getting better. That's only 5 in the last 2 months.
And none in May so far.
It's looking down.
None in May. So May is looking good. Yeah.
Of course, April is not
positive. Yeah.
So May is looking good.
Oh, anyway, good luck. Best of luck, Rogueslayer.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Other than that, everyone, please stay safe. Have a great time both in and out of game and just take care, okay? Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye!
Peace.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.